Queens of the Sea, Blood and Gold, Book 3, written by Kim Wilkins and read by Sarah Jane McGurty. 1. The rider came in the long cold before dawn. Bluebell had retired to her gloomy bower after 4 hours on the keep's ramparts. Harrow's Fell, the stronghold on the northern border of Bradsea, was a wild and grim place where the weak flickering of the torches was the only light for miles. Autumn fog covered the stars and wound around the bare branches of ancient oaks. Bluebell hadn't slept well these 6 weeks. She never slept well at Harrow's Fell. She had only just plaited her long fair hair for sleep when there came a frantic knocking and shouting. Her dog, Healed, lifted her ears and growled low. "My lord! My lord, a rider!" Bluebell wrenched open the door. In the narrow wooden hallway were 2 half-blood soldiers. They bred them short and slight up here. Not enough sunlight. She towered over them. "Who is it?"
"It's Sal."
"Just one rider?"
"Just one."
Salgar, son of Dunstan, he had survived. But what of the other 4 warriors she sent with them? 6 of her finest thanes. Kara was lately married. Lothric was about to be a father. Surely they could not all be lost. Bluebell hurried after the soldiers, Healed close behind, her paws clattering on the rough wooden floorboards. The corridor opened into a common area made of stone and thatch, then through to the open ward of the stronghold. On the cold flagstones, in a blaze of torchlight, lay Sal. His tunic was stained with blood, and his face and hair were caked with dirt and sweat. Soldiers and healers gathered around him in soft drizzle. "Sal!" She pushed a healer out of the way and knelt next to him. "Are you going to live?"
"Yes, my lord,"
he managed.
"Though I wish I had died with my companions."
Bluebell's chest constricted, as though her ribs had frozen together.
"They're all dead, then?" "All dead,"